Hey everyone, welcome back to Choose to Code, our introduction to data science. We're so excited for you to join us in this first module, where we'll talk to you about what data science is and why it's important, and why should you even care? But first, let's give you a few more examples of how we see data science in everyday life. Have you ever heard of Minecraft?
Have you
ever? Yeah, Minecraft and Halo, they're really cool, but have you ever run into a glitch? Sometimes some of these games will have weird glitches that you go to and you're like, ooh, this definitely shouldn't be like that. Well, if using data, they can fix them. So when people write recommendations online, or if you ever have to fill out a survey, they take that data and they learn about what the glitches are that they need to fix. Even athletes use data science. Sometimes athletic trainers need to know about the body and what each individual player has done in the past that will affect their future. So if you have chronic knee pain, your athletic trainer is going to look at this and look at all the times you've hurt yourself and try to prevent it in the future. So it's really important for athletes to use data science. Now, all of these things have to do with one category called STEM. It stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. And we can use STEM as a way to group all these together and approach real-world problems using data or using analysis that will help them. It's actually really similar to science problems. So in a science problem, sometimes you'll be looking at a plant or something, and you want to know what makes this plant grow the best. So what we do is we identify a problem, so the problem being what will make the plant grow best. Do some background research. So if we're looking at, say, tulips, how much water should they have? How much lighting should they have? And we just use this, we go online and we search it using a search engine. We hypothesize, say, if we put the plant outside for an hour every day, it will grow more. Then we test it, we actually do that, and we record the results. And then after we record those results, we analyze what we found. And by doing that, we are able to draw a conclusion, and if we were, say, doing a project for our teacher, we would communicate our results in a paper. We actually do the exact same thing for data science problem. So they're really similar. Most sciences actually use that as their formula for figuring out problems. So neurobiology, surgeons, everyone uses data science to solve their problems. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's that science part of data science.
Exactly.
Hence why it's a science.
Exactly. Even computer science has science.
Yes.
Right? So you're using, based on glitches that we know or bugs, we can go back and see what the best fixes are for them. Mm-hmm. So what can we do with data and data science? Well, we can take data to understand it, to process it, to gain value from it, and then to visualize it. Visualizations are key to promoting your research. It's very easy for someone to just spew out numbers to you, but if you can see a visualization, you'll know exactly what's going on. So what's next for the next modules? We're going to learn how to analyze data, make predictions for the future using a process called machine learning, and then also get some demos on how to do that and make awesome visualizations. Thanks so much for joining us in this module, where we learned about what STEM is, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, and how data science actually relates to you. So everything you do can use data science to improve your everyday life. So please go ahead and answer the next few questions that we have, and we'll see you in the next module. Bye.
See you soon.